It's Poll Topic Tuesday. We're ready to dive into our first poll topic of 2019. And we're starting off with, I think, a pretty big bang here. JD, we're doing rom-coms, and we've got some good choices here. Why do you think we decided to go with rom-coms? Obviously, it's February and Valentine's Day, but what do you love about these 90s and early 2000 rom-coms?
It sweeps us back to a different world, a time when youth could be youth, that you didn't have to worry about being criticized for shaving, or I'm not entirely sure what's going on with the whole Gillette fiasco. I know we're a little late to it, but in 1994, Mike Myers, who cared? It didn't matter. It was just enjoy what you enjoy, have fun, and love doing it, and love each other. It's Valentine's month.
All right, let's dive into it. Poll topic choice number one. So I Married an Axe Murderer from 1993. It's about a San Francisco poet who fears commitment, suspects his girlfriend may have a knack for killing off her significant others. JD, what might we cover if our audience selects So I Married an Axe Murderer with Mike Myers?
She makes me horny on Saturday morning watching cartoons in my own room. I still remember the poem that he beats off. Ooh, that sounded bad. That he slams in that coffee shop. And I remember seeing this movie in 1993, maybe 94, being 7 or 8 years old, seeing it on HBO and turning to my grandmother and asking her, what does horny mean?
Oh, gosh. Miss Horney.
I got yelled at. I didn't learn what it meant, but I learned it wasn't something I should say.
Definitely not. Poll topic number two, we're in 1998. And if you guys select it, we're doing There's Something About Mary, which is about a man who gets a chance to meet up with his dream girl from high school, even though his date with her back then was a complete disaster. JD, what might we cover if our audience selects the Ben Stiller zipper penis movie There's Something About Mary?
I think you hit it right on the penis there. There's so much quotable about this movie.
Right on the head.
Right in the Frankenbeans. I don't know, this movie really paved the way for a lot of similar movies, and obviously for the writers and directors, the Farrelly brothers. Farley?
Farrelly brothers, you got it.
It is Farrelly. I always get it wrong. And the audience always just runs down my throat like Frankenbeans on a platter of hot dogs.
I like to zip up your... Hey, poll topic number three. We're staying in 1998 and talking about The Wedding Singer, which stars Adam Sandler, Drew Barrymore, and it's about Robbie, a singer, and Julia, a waitress, who are both engaged, but to the wrong people. Fortune intervenes to help them discover each other. JD, what might we cover if our audience selects The Wedding Singer?
Very underrated supervillain in Glenn Gulia. This guy is horrendously awesome, is he not?
I'm gonna be Mrs. Julia Gulia. Yeah, I agree. He's the awesome villain in it.
He's so good. He's so perfect, and he actually looks like Justin Bronson's brother-in-law.
This movie has so many great cameos. You got Alan Covert. You've got Alexis Arquette. So you also have a cameo from John Lovitz as Jimmy Moore, the other wedding singer. There's Steve Buscemi's in this. I mean, come on, you can't go wrong with The Wedding Singer, right?
Oh, absolutely not.
Vote for this one.
All right, I don't know if you're going to say that after this next poll topic. Last choice, number four, 2005, Fever Pitch, starring also Drew Barrymore and Jimmy Fallon, a.k.a. the person that JD actually named his dog after. The movie is about Lindsay, who is stuck in the middle of a relationship with Ben, and his passion for the Red Sox, just undying passion. JD, what might we cover if our audience selects the baseball-friendly Fever Pitch?
I don't know if my dog has really come up in any of our episodes. Maybe you've heard her in the background before, but yeah, obviously definitely named after Jimmy Fallon. I think Jimmy Fallon is very underrated with his comedy. I know he does a great job with his late night show or whatever the hell it's called. But this is an interesting pick, audience, that we are kind of wanting to feel you out and see if you're interested in some of those early 2000s movies that sort of defined everything that would move on forward after that. I mean, we're talking 2005, 4 years after 9/11. It's a world very similar to anything that would happen in 1999. Jimmy Fallon, Drew Barrymore, if I'm not mistaken, she dons a bikini at one point.
I think that's true.
Somebody's in a bikini. Who's in the bikini eating the cupcakes?
Jimmy Fallon, son of a bitch. But yeah, that would be a great choice. Let's run through them again, though, and I'll give JD a chance to sway the audience. So poll topic number one is So I Married an Axe Murderer from 1993, the Mike Myers movie. Choice number two, There's Something About Mary, Ben Stiller. Choice three, The Wedding Singer, Drew Barrymore, Adam Sandler. And then the last one, Fever Pitch, with Drew Barrymore and Jimmy Fallon. So get over to our poll topic, vote right now on which one you want us to cover. JD, I'll give you a chance to sway the audience here. What are you hoping our audience selects for the rom-com poll?
This is a tough one for me, guys and gals. Each one of these movies holds a special place in my heart, but I am going to pull on your heartstrings and let's go for Wedding Singers. It's been a close win, but no cigar in previous poll topics. Let's bring this one to the top.
And I'm also going to go with The Wedding Singer. It came very close, probably about a year ago, actually. It ended up losing, I think, by like 1% to Happy Gilmore. And I was really hoping that we were going to do Wedding Singer then. I'm hoping we'll do it now, but you guys pick. We're going to review it up on Twitter right now, @BackInTimePod. Make sure you follow us on there. Give us a quick retweet. Help us spread the word. We want to get lots of votes and pick the movie that's most popular. So get over to our Twitter right now, @BackInTimePod. This poll is going to run from today, so whenever you're listening to this, up until Friday night. I'm going to close the poll at about 8 o'clock. So make sure you get your vote in and help us out. Thanks.